there. You are listening to the Conservation Spotlight, a regular segment of Willamette Wake Up on KMUZ Community Radio, 88.5 and 100.7 FM, and streaming at KMUZ.org. This is where Marion and Polk Soil and Water Conservation Districts shine a light on partnerships and programs that conserve our beautiful natural resources in the Willamette Valley. We're illuminating our collective mission of conserving soil, water, and natural resources for urban and agricultural audiences in the Willamette Valley.
I am your host, Morgan Neal, Outreach Coordinator with the Polk Soil and Water Conservation District. Today, I'm talking with Ken Bierley of the Glen Gibson Watershed Council. I'm looking forward to this conversation about watershed health. Welcome to Conservation Spotlight, Ken.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, it's a beautiful day and we've got a nice break from the heat today. And I imagine many are out enjoying the natural beauty of the Willamette Valley. But Ken, if you're like me, you walk around the parks and the waterways, and you see challenges, but also opportunities. So I'd like to dive in and see the watershed through your lens and find out how our listeners can support the council's mission.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes. Yeah, so let's start by giving our listeners a bit of context. What is a watershed and how does it work?
That's a great question. And it's important for people to understand that a watershed includes all of the land that drains to a specific location. It includes the streets you live on. It includes the farm that above you. It includes the stream that runs by you. So it is that area that drains to a certain point. Other people call it a catchment, because what a watershed does is, here in Western Oregon, is catch water, hold it, and then slowly release it. The roots, the soil, are what stores the water that doesn't run off the surface. When you develop a landscape, you have more impervious surface or hard surfaces that shed water rather than soak it into the ground. But we're looking at how water flows through the landscape, and watershed is that framework by which we look at the landscape. And it's made up of the vegetation, the stream that runs through it, and the uplands that drain towards it.
Could you explain the area of the Glen Gibson watershed?
Yes, it's a relatively small area. It's about 17 square miles, I believe, something like that. But the streams, Glen Creek and Gibson Creek, drain that area. It starts in the headwaters at forested areas. There's a number of landowners who have private forest land. There's also quite a bit of agricultural land outside of the urban growth boundary. And then within there's a city of West Salem, part of Salem, in the center of it. And then at the lower end, before Glen Creek drains into the Willamette River, it's back into the floodplain of the Willamette River in agricultural land. So it's a unique watershed in that its headwaters are rural agricultural forest. The middle part is urban, dominated by suburban development, and in the lower part, more heavily urbanized. And then at the bottom part, again, it goes back into agricultural land along the Willamette floodplain. It's an interesting little watershed.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Ken. But let's put the spotlight on you for a moment. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your role at the council, and what drove you to get involved?
Well, I have since a childhood, I've enjoyed the natural world. I played in the, was very fortunate, grew up in Central Oregon, played outside. My folks probably didn't know me very well because I was gone all the time. Studied ecology in college, got a master's degree in plant ecology, came back, did some consulting, and then went to work for the state of Oregon, started the state's wetland program with the Department of State, Division of State Lands at the time, now the Department of State Lands. In 1996, I was asked to join Governor Kitzhaber's natural resource staff, and given the responsibility of being the program manager for the governor's Watershed Enhancement Board. And
what a huge responsibility.
That was, it was one of the greatest joys of my life, frankly. Yeah. It was a great responsibility, but it was a huge opportunity to get to know people all around the state who have an interest in the place that they live and how to pass it on to their children in a better condition than what they've seen it. And so my responsibility was to start help formation of watershed councils around the state. And then in 1999, when the legislature, after a ballot measure was passed to dedicate 15% of the lottery to salmon and watersheds, the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board was created by the state legislature in 1999. And I became deputy director of the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board and retired in 2013. But the engagement with people who have an interest in where they live and how to make it a better place in a cooperative manner has been one of the most gratifying things of my life.
Wonderful. So now you're involved on the very local level. And what is your role at the council?
I am chair of the council. We're a fairly small group of folks, but we work very closely with the city of Salem because they have a great deal of influence on the city. But we also work on the watershed, but we also work with landowners, rural landowners in the upper part of the watershed, and as well as some of the landowners on the Willamette floodplain.
Yeah, thank you. And what exactly is the role of the council and the community, or all over the state? And thinking specifically about the goals and mission of the Glen Gibson Watershed Council.
I think in general, it's important for people to understand that watershed councils are voluntary organizations. They're recognized in statute. They're designed to have a balance of interests in the watershed. And they're to represent, they don't have any regulatory authority, but they have the ability to work together to find resources to help improve conditions through voluntary incentives and grant programs that are available. So those are the general things that watershed council that makes up a watershed council. Usually there are representatives from agriculture, from industry, from the environmental community, from organizations like the Polk Soil and Water Conservation District that have very strong interest in soil and water conservation, as well as general members who live in the community and have an interest. Specifically, the Glen Gibson Creek Watershed Council has a mission to foster better understanding and stewardship of watershed resources within the small watershed that we work in. And the purpose is to share information, reduce duplication of activities, help address watershed management issues, and provide a framework for coordination and cooperation among different interests. And our vision is a balanced ecosystem that supports a healthy watershed that provides for economic base and viable community for both the natural world as well as the people that live there. So they're fairly lofty goals.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the council's concerns and projects, how people can get involved and see if we can get some more people engaged so you can get some more support. I'm curious, what are the concerns that the Watershed Council is focused on currently?
There's a variety of things that we wrestle with. Being in an urban area, urban development, and there's been quite a bit of development in West Salem that has affected the Glen Gibson Creek Watershed Council. So we have the opportunity to and routinely comment on development proposals to try to point out how to design or lay out projects that would have the least impact. We recognize that there will be impacts from urban development, but trying to mitigate those in a way that respects the functions of the stream systems and the watershed conditions is really what we look out for. We've partnered with the City of Salem. We're now working on the development of what's called a floodplain species assessment. It's looking at the interaction between floodplain regulation and Endangered Species Act and developing some tools for the City of Salem to use. So that's a partnership that we've worked with the City of Salem over time. We've provided resources to help develop pollinator gardens in the city parks in West Salem. Polk Soil and Water Conservation District has been a big help in that and gave us a grant to help support that. We're working with the city on trying to deal with some of the historically confined streams that have downcut and created problems of erosion and sedimentation, dropping the groundwater table that happens when you confine a stream. And we're looking at ways in which we can address those kinds of conditions on both Glen Creek, but also Goldcrest Brook, which is a tributary, and other areas. We've worked with the city to look at how we can diagnose those, prevent those in the future, but also address the historic development conditions. But other than that, we kind of enjoy each other's company. One of our members is very active in the noxious weed program and has been working with both Polk and Marion Soil and Water Conservation Districts to address noxious weeds, things like butterfly bush, Japanese knotweed, and other species that can take over and eliminate native species, particularly in riparian areas, but also in parts of the upland.
Yes, I know that's a huge concern, and we've been working together with the City of Salem on that as well. Just a quick update. If you're just joining us, I'm here with Ken Bierley to talk about the Glen Gibson Watershed Council and how you can support a healthy watershed. And you're listening to Conservation Spotlight, a regular segment of Willamette Wake Up on KMUZ Community Radio, 88.5 and 100.7 FM, and streaming on KMUZ.org. Okay, so Ken, what are some things that people can do at home to help protect our watershed?
Some of the things that, one is to be aware that no matter where you are, how you don't have to have a stream beside you to be in a watershed. You are in a watershed no matter where you are. So being aware of what you do in your own yard could have an effect on downstream or downslope areas. So being careful about the application of pesticides, herbicides, only to limited amounts, is and fertilizers, because those all could end up in the storm system, which eventually in most urban areas, particularly the West Salem urban area, would end up in Glen Creek and eventually into the Willamette River. So thinking about where you live, how you might, what you do might affect others is really important. But just the general awareness that it's not just the people that live beside the stream. It's the watershed is the entire area that drains towards that stream. So from the top of the hillside where you have a private forest land or a small grass field, that affects downstream areas. And just being aware that we're all in this together, and the more we take care of where we live, the better off the community is.
Absolutely.
A couple of things I'd like to mention also that we've been working on. The Glen Gibson Creek used to support Willamette Upriver steelhead trout. There is a fish passage barrier on Glen Creek fairly low that we've been trying to work with landowners to have that removed. We've had some very positive conversations. We're hoping to get that taken care of in the future. We've also have been spent about 20 years working with the city on an Oak Savannah project where we've restored about an 11, 12 acre parcel of land that the city owns and has reserved as a reservoir site. We've reestablished oaks from acorns that are now 15, 20 feet tall and planted native species there. We try to spend some time to deal with blackberries and other invasives, but it's been quite an area. The neighbors enjoy it. They see it as a park. It's not, but it is. We do have an ongoing management responsibility to ensure that it's not doesn't become a fire hazard. We mow it annually, but it's a project that we've been working on for nearly two decades now.
Do you have any projects at the Oak Savannah that the community is involved in?
We are, in fact, this fall, we're working with the city to plant a pollinator garden on that property and one of the areas adjacent to an abandoned street. So that's, you know, the other thing that we've had there for quite some time is Salem Electric was a huge help. They donated power poles and we built raptor perches to help control the voles that are in the savannah.
So always it's a challenge.
So the neighbors get to watch birds that they wouldn't normally see there. So it was a win-win and a huge help by Salem Electric.
Great. Have you had any other groups out there helping with?
We've had help from Chemeketa Community College, the West Salem High School Environmental Club has been out there. We've had Boy Scout groups help us, particularly when us old people need help with cutting down blackberries and doing hard work. It's always gratifying to see young people engaged and doing things that they enjoy, and we can feed them donuts and keep them busy.
Oh yeah, food's always a great lure.
We've also participated in planting events in Orchard Heights Park. We've financed the restoration of the stream that runs through Orchard Heights Park. So that's was a project that we cooperated again with the city of Salem, but converted this blackberry tangle into something that's starting to resemble a mature riparian area.
Yes, the Friends of Trees are a great organization. I know they have planted thousands of native plants in Salem and West Salem. I went to one of the plantings at Orchard Heights. And if you're interested in learning more about Friends of Trees, I did a previous conservation spotlight episode with them. So you can check that out.
And they were wonderful to work with. And they are sufficiently organized and are able to, I've seen their outcomes as very positive. Most of their plant materials survive. That's a great testament to their thoughtful work, is that they have very high survival rates. And they're a great group to work with.
Absolutely. Yeah. They have plantings in the fall and winter. So be sure to check that out coming up in the Glen Gibson watershed. Are there some more things that people can do at home to help protect their watershed?
There are. Part of it is becoming more aware. Both the Watershed Council, the City of Salem, Polk Soil and Water Conservation District have information about what you can do with at your home in ways that is has a lighter touch to the environment. You could participate in Watershed Council meetings. We've been doing them by Zoom ever since the pandemic, and it seems like people enjoy that rather than trying to find places to get together lately. And participate in organizations like the Polk District, like the Watershed Council, that where you can talk, find ideas, get help, find out what opportunities to participate in the community. And a lot of it is about knowing what's going on, how to be connected, and who to talk to. And the city has great resources. The Watershed Council can put you in touch with some of those resources. The Polk Soil and Water Conservation District can help you as well.
Thanks for that plug, Ken. What are some ways that you're engaged with the community and other partners?
A significant amount of our engagement is through the City of Salem, because development within the urban growth boundary has the greatest effect on the functions of the watershed. So we've partnered in efforts to help address their performance standards through controversy over development in West Salem. We've helped them shape and try to figure out how better to deal with riparian and streamside resources. So we're working, they have a specific responsibility. We have a specific perspective, and we're trying to get those to mesh well. And we know that it's through developing relationships that we can improve both what they do and what the outcomes are. And we're really looking forward to in maintaining that relationship into the future.
Absolutely. A big part of the work that we all do in conservation is working with our community and partners, because we're able to just achieve so much more. So Ken, if you could ask the community to make one change in relation to the work that you do, what would that be?
I think it's the one thing that I would like people to think about is, where do they live and how does it affect others? It's really a situational awareness that I think is very important. How can we make this place that we live in, this beautiful place that we live in, a better place in the future? And how can my granddaughter enjoy this as much as I did when I was a kid?
I know we need to be forward thinking, considering our future generations, and I hope they feel inspired too. Ken, I want to thank you for taking the time to chat with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. And if anyone is interested in the Watershed Council, we have a website that you could check out and connect by that means.
Yes, absolutely. I've been talking with Ken Bierley about all the ways we can protect our local waterways and watershed. I hope you learned some ways that you can make a positive impact on our natural resources and maybe even feel inspired to reach out to Ken and get engaged with the work of the Watershed Council. I'm your host, Morgan Neal, Outreach Coordinator for the Polk Soil and Water Conservation District. Thank you for taking a few minutes to share the light with us. We're grateful for our community of conservation-minded folks who know the importance of partnerships. If you would like more information on any of these topics and to see our upcoming events like our native plant sale, please visit our website, polkswcd.com, and our Facebook page for follow-up information, including a link to the Glen Gibson Watershed Council's website and their resources. And if you liked what you heard here on the Conservation Spotlight, tune in next month to KMUZ at 100.7 or 88.5 FM, the third Wednesday of every month during Willamette Wake Up. Thanks for listening and your light shining.